You're listening to SBS News.
Mates Danny Butzog and Sengal Gun Hoyat are part of a growing demographic in Australia, international students from Mongolia. The Australian government says the number of Mongolian students has risen sharply in recent years, from 215 in the year 2005 to more than 2,200 today. Danny Butzog explains.
Yeah, a lot of Mongolians chose Australia as their destination, predominantly for further study purposes. I think a lot of the influence comes from many Aussie expats back home, and also the world-class education system and standards that Australia has on offer.
Danny Butzog is also SBS Radio's first Mongolian language producer.
A lot of the transition of Mongolian community to Australia happened starting from 2010. So I think there are a lot of kids are getting raised here in Australia. So I think it's fair to say they're becoming Mozzies.
SBS Radio currently produces content in 68 languages, a service that has evolved since 1975 to meet the changing needs of Australia's migrant communities. After every census, SBS reviews the data and consults with communities to identify which new languages would benefit from being added to the SBS Radio service. The languages are selected based on need, some because of increasing numbers, others due to lower than average English levels, meaning it's harder to access information about life in Australia. Also being included in the 2018 schedule are Karen, Telugu, Kirundi, Hakachin, Tibetan and Rohingya. Mark Cummins is SBS Radio's content manager.
Right, we look at the census that comes out every 5 years and do an analysis of the size of the population, and we see how many speakers there are in Australia. What we also do is have a look at the needs. So we look at things like recentness of arrival, whether or not people have good English in the community, and by using those sorts of categories, we start to assess the needs of each community. And in the case of these new languages, they came out on top in terms of having high needs, and they really do need help in transitioning and learning about how life works in Australia.
The new digital services will provide content to meet the needs of new migrant communities, including a new service, settlement guide information and community updates. The SBS Radio settlement guides focus on a facet of daily Australian life which new migrants might find unfamiliar, from how to vote or lodge a tax return to information about water and fire safety, healthcare and housing. The Kirundi language group's new producer, Mire Kayeye, says most speakers from her community arrived in Australia through the humanitarian program.
Most of the Burundians who are living in Australia are Burundians who were resettled here on a humanitarian visa, mostly coming from the refugee camp in Tanzania, fleeing, civil conflict and the long history of violence in Burundi.
And it's a similar story for the Tibetan-speaking community. Many are refugees, including some former political prisoners who have spent years in Chinese jails. The new Tibetan producer, Pema Dolka, herself arrived in Australia as a refugee.
Most of them have been in Chinese prisons for years, 10 to 15 years. And also they are their kids are here. So emotionally, it's very hard for them to adjust to this new life because they have trauma from all the tortures inflicted on them in during their time in prison. When they first arrive in Australia, there are several health services that are given to them. So I guess that definitely helps. And also because the Tibetan culture, it's very community-based. So when the newly arrived refugees come to Australia, they usually get very strong support.
Dr. Alia Imtal is Director of Policy at the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia. She says learning a new language and getting information about life in Australia in a person's first language can occur simultaneously.
Well, we support the acquisition of English language as part of an arrival process or settlement process. But we also acknowledge the huge value of in-language services because they enable new migrants to access appropriate services and appropriate information that will successfully enable them to begin their lives here in Australia. So we support both in-language services and also services which enable new migrants to acquire English language.
The new language podcast will be launching on May the 28th. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.